Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps. You guys who know me know I love to teach. As a matter of fact, if someone would just hand me a paycheck and I could just teach all day long, that's what I would do. And in a lot of ways, that's the way I built my business. I mean, through my masterminds, through my courses, through giving speeches, I do teach. And I get paid for that by people coming to these courses or classes or masterminds. And that's just the way my business has been built. Just like you may have people that you serve in different ways, whether you're a service provider, a coach, it doesn't matter. The key thing is figure out what your superpower is and just keep doing it. So one of the things I started this year is something I called my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Now, I love this mastermind. It's a one-hour phone call that starts out with a little bit of training and then dives into just open Q&A and mastermind. And I've been getting some awesome questions, and I really like the things that people are asking because it really challenges me to think about it. So what I wanted to do today was give you one of the questions that was asked, and that is, how do I increase traffic to my website, right? Everybody wants more traffic to their website. I would love more downloads of this podcast. I would love more traffic to any of my websites. And so the answer that I gave when I was asked that question is there's really only two ways to get traffic to your website. Number one is to pay for it, and number two is to earn it. Now, let's talk about traffic up front. There are three kinds of traffic, all right? So there is cold traffic, people that don't know you from Adam and are intrigued and want to see what you're about and what you do. There's warm traffic, people that know you, maybe even like you and trust you, but are not ready to do anything. And then finally, there's hot traffic. Those are people that are saying, I need to go to this site. I am ready to buy. I'm ready to engage. I want to do something. On top of that, there's two different things that people are looking at. And one of them could be a point of pain. I need to alleviate this pain. I'm not making enough money. I'm in a situation where I need to solve a problem. I've got a computer that is hacked or whatever it is. That's a pain point. A pleasure point is I want to go on vacation. I want to earn more money and have the lifestyle that I'm looking for. These are the things that people talk about all the time. So if you add that up, you've got cold, warm, hot, and then you've got pain and pleasure, and there are six different actual groups of people that you're speaking to. So, again, going back to the point I made, there's only two ways to get traffic. Number one is to buy it. Number two is to earn it. So, in the buy it area, there are certain businesses and certain people that it totally makes sense to pay for traffic. And the way you pay for traffic is advertising. So, one of my clients that I work with, now, so you guys know, I do a lot with Google. I actually am a Google certified expert. And I have clients that use Google AdWords, Analytics, Google Business, all of those things. And because I'm working with clients that are spending so much money, Google actually calls me and instructs me how to improve their search capabilities so they keep spending that $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. Now, in the case of certain clients, let's talk about one in particular. This one company spends $5,000 a month. As a matter of fact, that's why Google started calling me. And now that I've started to have more clients in that realm, they call again. But most of you would say $5,000 a month is a lot to spend on advertising, right? Well, it is, except in the case of this particular client, they earn upwards of $50,000 to $150,000 for every sale they make from that $5,000. That's a pretty darn good investment. In the world of advertising, if you could spend a dollar and make two, and two meaning profit, You'd do that all day long, right? I mean, you're just going to double your money constantly. In the case of them, yeah, they're spending $5,000, but if they get one $50,000 or $150,000 client, they'll just keep spending that money over and over. So in that case, it makes sense. Now, a lot of people try dabbling in Facebook ads, which Facebook ads are great because the cost per click is usually pretty low. You can get it down into the 20-cent range. Sometimes it's a buck. It depends on what you're trying to do. But again, if you're not getting the return on investment, then it's not worth it. So that's really what you've got to look at is purchasing ads giving you the return on investment that you want? And that's when buying ads totally makes sense. Now, for the vast majority of us, we're not going to see that return on investment because the cost of advertising is just way outside the box. I've got a particular client that is a plumber. Plumbing ads in the Chicagoland area, let's just say Naperville, St. Charles, Aurora, whatever it is, are $30 per click. Now, if you get to $30 per click, each click is going to get you somebody that gets to your website. It takes upwards of 10 clicks to the website for somebody to pick up the phone and actually turn into a lead. So that means the cost of acquisition for leads could be as high as $300, hence why it's so hard to advertise in that realm. Now let's look at the other way of doing things. And this is one of the core principles I teach in the Bacon system. The Bacon system is all about trying to generate leads without spending money on advertising. And it's really based on having a killer website, Google Analytics, and content marketing. So, content marketing is about creating great content that talks to those six areas that we were talking about. Okay? I do a blog. I do a podcast. What I try to teach people to do is write a blog that is answering the questions and teaching people in your realm, your perfect clients, and give them something of value, and they will keep coming back for more. So that means writing blogs, doing podcasts, doing something of value that people really want to pay attention to. And what you have to do is you have to target those messages in a way that makes sense to each one of the perfect avatars that you have. Remember, I said we have six. There's cold, warm, hot. There's pain and pleasure. In the case of, let's say, a plumber, there are people that need air conditioning. There's people that need heating, whatever it is. You have to talk to people when they're looking for answers for specific questions. Now, it's not just enough to create great content. You have to use that content to drive them back to your website. And when they get back to your website and they're looking at that blog, they're looking at that podcast, there has to be a call to action in there that gets people to either pick up the phone, fill out a form, join your email list, do something of value for you. So when you're doing this, you're basically generating leads as you go along. Now, these leads may not be hot leads, warm leads, cold leads. You don't know when you do it. The key thing that you have to do is focus on getting people to pay attention to the messages and keep them wanting to come back for more. So, in order to earn people's trust, in order to earn their business, you have to spend time. And that's one of the things about content marketing versus paying for it. Paying for it is much easier, much quicker, and much more expensive. Using content marketing is an investment. It takes time to get people to make those decisions. But you know what? You have a much easier time of getting people to know, like, and trust you by giving them something of value on a regular basis. So again, the things that I do, the blogs, the podcasts, the masterminds, all of those things are there to help people to grow their businesses. I'd love for you to check out the Bacon Weekly Mastermind at BaconCoach/BWM. Sometimes you just have to invest in yourself to get others to invest in you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.